In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ is deity and humanity at the same time. We stand in awe of this mystery. It causes us to both sing and be silent. God became man. The babe in the manger is the Lord. Jesus is God and man in one person. Our Savior did everything for us and in our place. He was born. He would die and be crucified and buried, raised from the dead, ascended into heaven, and is returning in glory. This night, all around the world, Christians rejoice in the sign of Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Lord God, through the house of David, promised in 734 BC through the prophet Isaiah, that the Lord would give us a sign that the virgin would conceive and bear a son. He will be Emmanuel, God with us. God was with Mary and Joseph in that manger, that stable in Bethlehem. God is with us now as the word is proclaimed, as we are baptized and receive Holy Communion. The Lord gives us that sign, Emmanuel, God with us. Secondly, in the birth of Jesus Christ, we have a Savior. Jesus' name, Yeshua, means Savior. The birth of Jesus happened in time and in history. Christians proclaim history, not mythology. Jesus' stepfather was Joseph. His true father was God the Father in heaven. By the miracle of the Holy Spirit overshadowing her womb, Mary conceived the Christ. The angel proclaimed to Joseph in a dream that the child within Mary was the Holy Son of God. This sign of Jesus, the Son of God, means we have a Savior who shares our flesh and blood. Third, the love of God means that we are beloved. In this is love manifested, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. This Son of God is the proof of God's love. When God was going to show us His love, He was going to show it in person, in the person of His Son, who is, as St. John said, the propitiation for our sins. And what propitiation means is that as the priest would come into the temple and sprinkle the blood of the Lamb without blemish over the mercy seat, over the top of the Ark of the Covenant, and God would see the blood sprinkled there and forgive. Jesus is the perfect Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. His blood has been sprinkled over the mercy seat of the cross. And God sees His sacrifice for us and forgives all of our sins. He is the Savior of the world. Knowing this love, born of Mary, proclaimed by the angels and seen by the shepherds this night, He says, "Beloved, let us love one another. We love because He has loved us. If we abide in God, we abide in His love right now." And lastly, the sign of the incarnation fulfills the prophecies going all the way back to Genesis that the seed of the woman would come to crush the head of the serpent, Satan. The Jesus that was laid in a stone manger would be nailed to a wooden cross, but be raised from the dead, coming forth from the stone tomb, to ever rule as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. and he who ascended, he who came the first time in a manger, will come the second time upon the clouds of heaven with the trumpet call of God. And the same angels will proclaim the glorious appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. So as we stand in awe this night, and we both sing and are silent at this mystery, rejoice that in this city of David, Bethlehem, the city where Rachel was buried, the city of Ruth, the city of David, the city of Joseph, Jesus, who came in complete humility, wrapped in swaddling cloths, will come in glory on the last day. And as we join the song of both heaven and earth, the angels and the shepherds, glory to God in the highest, may the glad tidings of great joy be yours this night. Joy, peace, and love in Christ, the Lord Jesus Christ, deity and humanity, God and man in one person. This night, may we at this mystery also sing and be silent. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ keep us in this peace this Christmas night, found in Christ Jesus, who is our peace. Amen.